Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can have fellowship with you and your Son because through his blood he made peace with us and you. And we pray that you would also bless us with your Holy Spirit so that your word comes into our ears and into our hearts, that you strengthen us in our trust in Jesus as our Saviour, and the assurance that the peace he gives is a peace that is eternal, and that our life will be complete with you in heaven. We pray these things for your love's sake. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where has the week gone? Where's the week gone? It's only 7 days, isn't it, that we were together and celebrating God's love for us and for the world with the death and resurrection of his Son, particularly the resurrection on Easter Sunday. Where's the week gone? Well, at that time last weekend, we were rejoicing because we heard that God had made peace with us. In fact, Jesus had made peace by his blood shed on the cross. Peace. How's your week been? Has it been a week of peace? Would you describe it as a week of peace? I mean, for some, there's been bills to pay and there's the cost of living, you know, that living crisis that we are told we're in. There's mortgage payments and there's the crumbling pressure that some are experiencing of trying to buy a home. And I know for some it's been greater to have a shorter week, less days at work. But what was it like when you went to work? And of course, if you're young and studying, you might have had, you know, end of term and there might be assignments that need to be attended to. How did that feel? Was it feeling like you had peace? And where was God in all of this? So much did we celebrate last weekend, but where is he now? Well, it wasn't much different for the week after Jesus had risen from the dead. It wasn't much different for his disciples. That week continued as it was. We catch here a glimpse of what's going on in John as he unpacks for us the life of Jesus with his disciples after Jesus' resurrection. And where does he find them? Locked behind doors in a room for fear. Understandably so. They've had a week of fear. Jesus is risen. Some of them know it. Thomas doesn't. And he doesn't believe it. But they're living in fear because the Pharisees, the priests, the religious leaders, they want anyone who follows Jesus, they want them dead. And there's an accountability, if you follow Jesus, of what you're going to experience. That's their week. Wasn't much peace, was it? And what happens? Jesus comes to them. In the midst of their fear, he comes to them and he says, "Peace be with you." Well, there's something to note here. You know what it's like when a family member is going through a difficult time and they lack peace of conscience or they're having struggles? What do you see normally happens within your own heart when that happens, and what do you do? Don't you tend to take them on board, you think about them, you pray for them, and you reach out to them? Isn't that what happens? Well, there's a beautiful example here of how Jesus operates, because in the midst of this week, for them, he knows Thomas is in deep trouble. And he knows his disciples, even though he's appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," they're still in fear, still living in fear. And he comes to them. And he comes to Thomas. And he comes into that room and he says, "Peace be with you." Even though the doors were locked, he's there. And then he says to Thomas, "Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Tangible proof. And Thomas, his reply, "My Lord and my God." A changed moment for Thomas. But Jesus wanted something far deeper for Thomas than just to see him on this occasion. Because Jesus could foresee Thomas's journey after Jesus' ascension, and he can see yours and mine. And he knows that we need his peace brought to us, and we need him to be with us. And so he says those words, "Blessed you have, because you've seen me, you believe, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." And that's how he works his peace among us. He comes to us with words of peace. The peace that he's made. How significant is it? How big is it? Well, when Paul was writing to the Christians in Colossae, he expounded on who Jesus is, and then he talked about this peace. And this is Jesus being described. "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Isn't that powerful? Just to know who Jesus is. And then he goes on to say something more personal for us. He says, "He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from those among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace by the blood of his cross." That's the peace. That's a peace that takes us deeper than those other things I mentioned before of what we might experience through the week. There are deeper things that are in our everyday life that we just want peace with. There are matters of the heart and the conscience. It's far deeper than a parent when a child is messing up and just saying, "I just want peace." This peace is a peace that's internal for you. And this peace that Jesus comes to give you is the peace of his forgiveness. It's a peace that is reconciliation with God. It's a peace that says death is no longer your master. It's a peace that says Jesus is the one who now leads your life. You can trust him. So you've got to ask, how does he do it today? How does he come to us today and give this peace? Well, he does it through his word and through the body and blood he gives in the Holy Supper. He comes to you and he imparts this peace. He gives it to you. Now, I want to just unpack something which we don't sometimes have in the service at 10:30 here at Langmore. There are some things that are in the liturgy, in the worship service, that is common amongst us, that show a difference in this imparting of peace. And I want to unpack that. Firstly, you know the phrase, "The peace of the Lord be with you." The peace of the Lord be with you. Close. Very close. That's the second one, and also with you. The peace of the Lord is with you is in the part of the service that is performative word, and we actually respond with amen. It is where, through the lips of the pastor, God is imparting his peace by his word into your heart. You might not feel it at that time, you might not experience it, but he gives it and he starts working his peace. And so if you look where, and look, you'll have to dig up a hymnal and you'll have to flip through, but have a look in there where it says, the peace of the Lord be with you, and the congregation says, amen, yes, it is true. Where does it appear? Straight after the absolution, the forgiveness of sins. He imparts peace. Where does it appear? Straight after the words of institution, the peace of the Lord be with you. I'm giving you my peace, God says. He gives it. It's performative. His word does it, and he implants it in your heart. That's the peace he gives. The other response in the service order is, and now you'll get it, the peace of the Lord, the Lord be with you and also with you. This is called the greeting. And it works differently. The Lord be with you. The pastor is saying, the Lord is with you. Jesus is right here now. And you say, and also with you, because he's with the pastor. He's with me right now. We're acknowledging that Jesus is the one, the risen Lord Jesus, is the one who is leading the worship. He's the one who's leading us to God the Father. He's the one who's coming, bringing us to God the Father with our prayers, and he's the one who's bringing the Father's word to us. The Lord be with you and also with you. See the difference? And so Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, comes to impart peace to us. And don't we need it? What's your week been like? Some of the challenges for this past week, for me, the conscience. How's your conscience been this past week? Have you doubted God can provide for you one day at a time? Have you doubted that God is in control? Have you been so busy trying to be in control of everything that you've left God out of the picture? And you've forgotten Jesus is with you. Or perhaps even haven't even seen the need for Jesus to be with you at all. And for me, I know this past week, I've spent a lot of time. It hasn't been my desire to do this. It hasn't been something I've aimed to do. But I've experienced a real challenge in my conscience, thinking of my failures, my shortcomings, the trouble I bring to myself and the trouble I bring to others. Is that you? Have you experienced that? Well, if you have, I've got very, very good news. Because in the midst of these deep conscious conflicts, Jesus comes and he says, the peace of the Lord be with you. Peace I give you. It's a peace that I've given you because I shed my blood to make peace with you and my Father. And that peace is real. That peace I have accomplished. And I'm risen again to be here with you to give it to you. My peace I give you. My peace I leave you. He even said to his disciples, and he says it to you. And the extent of this peace can't be taken away. That section that the Apostle Paul was talking about, he went on to say, you were once alienated from God. This peace has reconciled you to God. It's brought you to him. The peace of his blood shed on the cross when you were enemies in your minds because of evil behavior. He's removed that with his forgiveness. And now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you, now catch this, to present you holy in his sight. That's the peace he's talking about. Have you looked at yourself this week and said, I'm actually holy in God's sight? Without blemish is the next thing he says. Have you seen yourself before God without blemish? That's the peace he gives. And have you seen yourself free from accusation, that even Satan can't accuse you because Jesus shed his blood on the cross for you? Peace be with you is what he imparts. And so this peace he comes to give because he knows that our weeks don't change. And we need this peace constantly. We need him to come and give it to us and to be a blessing for us. But there's also the peace that he has made to remove for us death forever. Death forever. It cannot harm us. Yes, we may have to go through death, but it can't hold us. Through what Jesus has done, he has made entry for us into his eternal kingdom. And so we don't have to fear death. We get to know that it's the way God will bring us into his eternal peace, and he will deliver us from all the troubles that we have in this world, whether that be the challenges of the world or the challenges we have in our body or the challenges we have in our conscience. So there'll be challenges this week too, won't there? The week coming. And so that performative word of peace, the way he's bringing that peace to you through his word now, and what he's going to do by bringing the very peace of his body broken on that cross, his blood shed on that cross, he's there to give you that peace. And that peace, as the Hebrew word shalom means complete, perfect. He gives you that peace to know you're complete in Jesus. You are perfect in Jesus. You have eternal life in Jesus. That's the peace that the world cannot give. That's the peace he gives for you. And that's the peace that you and I need for him to be with us and to carry us and to assure us that his death and resurrection is our good news. God's love letter to us. Why would we want to go anywhere else? And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from this time forward and forevermore. Amen.